yesterday on a boat heading from Ao Nang Beach to Rayleigh Beach, which is a secluded spot just around the bay, or just around the headland. And apparently it's very beautiful. You can do kayaking, you can do some exploration of the headlands. It's a viewpoint. We're just heading there to basically escape the crowds on Ao Nang Beach and see all we can find. And it's currently beautiful weather, blue sky, it's not a cloud in the sky. And we're here in Thailand and it's amazing. So our boat's just broken down. And we're just floating in the water as other people go past. And the guy's taking out some tools and he's going to try and fix the engine. These things happen. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. It's not a bad location to be stranded. It's literally looking around all the beautiful cliffs and casts and the islands off in the distance. It's not bad. I'm sure we'll get moving soon. Hello from Rayleigh.
Hello.
So what have we done today? We got to a new hotel called the Porn Thep Mansion. It's not
really nothing like the name.
No. Well, I mean, I don't know what the name conjures in terms of imagery, but it's not anything like that. Yeah. But
Stinks of drain.
And we got a bike, a nice pink Scoopy, which is 200 baht, which is about six quid. We drove down to Ao Nang Beach. We got on the boat, all of this stuff you know already because I told you. And we've just been on a kayak for the last 2 hours exploring the island. Sorry, not the island, the headland of Rayleigh.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's pretty good.
It's beautiful.
Really enjoyable. We stopped off in a few little lagoons, had a swim, had a little picnic. And now we're walking from Rayleigh
West Beach
to Rayleigh East Beach.
Yeah.
So far, we're enjoying it, right?
Yeah, lots of tourists. Doesn't compare to Gili.
No. Very different vibe to Indonesia. Indonesia felt more like people kind of winging it, like the local people kind of winging tourism, whereas here it's a slick machine, well-oiled machine, and they know how much everything's worth. Like, transport here is so expensive, but still food's cheap, and you get amazing views and things like the beaches and stuff around here, which are amazing. Anyway, yeah, good so far.
Yeah.
We're currently sat on, what is it called? Oh my God, the name of this beach is so long. It's like Nopharathara Beach, and it's next to Ao Nang, and it's probably better than Ao Nang, but less touristy, 100 times less touristy. And the sun's just gone down. The sky is currently all kinds of pink and purple. A few clouds in the kind of horizon, or on the horizon, and the silhouettes of the islands in front of us. There's a little boy making a sandcastle and doing something fun with his foot in the sand. He's loving it. This is great. This is so nice. I think this is right now. This is kind of what I imagined Thailand would be like without the tourists. Obviously, it's super touristy in some places, but this place right now is quiet. It's just local people, a few of them kind of milling around. Pretty much paradise. We're gonna head to the night market in a second, get some food. And then tomorrow we're off to Hong Island to do some snorkeling, which we're very excited about. It's been a while since we last snorkeled. But yeah, Thailand's great. Very touristy in places, but you can understand why, because it's stunning. Morning! It's our last day in Krabi Province. We're off tomorrow to Koh Samui. Today, we're off to Hong Islands. We were looking into boat trips and kind of island trips, and whilst Koh Phi Phi is undeniably one of the most beautiful islands here and sort of a massive draw, we decided that actually it was going to be oversubscribed by tourists and therefore super busy, not actually really what we wanted to do, what we came here to do. So we opted for this smaller island called Hong Island, which is less well known but apparently is equally as beautiful. And offers kind of a different day trip, so we're doing that today, and then we'll be dropped back off at Ao Nang later on, figure out what to do, and then we're off, yeah, like I said, we're off to Koh Samui tomorrow to do some island staying.
We are on Pak Bia Island, the first stop of the Hong Islands tour. It's really nice, it's a little island with an outcrop with two beaches either side. You can swim on one side, it's a little lagoon with a natural archway rock, and then on the other side is sort of a more expansive view out to the bay. It's lovely. Nice way to start the tour. We've made it to Hong Island. It's amazing. Yeah, it's a beautiful island. I guess the thing that's really obvious and kind of spoiling it the whole trip a little bit is the fact that there's just so many people. This is obviously still an amazing experience, and the islands are beautiful, and each stop is super picturesque. But the last, for instance, the last stop we're at was just a little bay, really beautiful kind of tiny cove. And you know, back in the day, 20 years ago, I can imagine if you were the first person to find that place, it'd be the most amazing experience, because it was just, you know, your own private beach. But with 15 boats moored up on this beach and only a tiny little space to swim, I think the experience has been basically just reduced to, you know, something that's not even actually that nice anymore. It's just ruined it. Yeah, it's a bit of a shame. I mean, it's still a lovely tour, and it's great to see these islands and explore and swim in the water and everything, but slightly disappointed that there's just so many people. But I guess that's Thailand, you know. It's a tourist destination first and foremost, rather than the backpacker destination anymore, I think.